Good morning. Today's daf is tomorrow daf yotes. We left off Yud Ches Amud Beis a little bit past the Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and again by Mayor Penstein in honor of BKNW's Magidi Daf Yomi for making the shiurim available online. We thank Dr. Lander and Mayor Penstein very, very much for their continued sponsorships and support of the shiur and our shul. So yesterday we saw a Mishnah which told us about the halachos of a vlad and a tmura of an ola. So we have been going through the various karbanos. What happens if the karban gives birth, if you designate an animal as a karban, the karban gives birth to a baby, whether the vlad has the same status as the animal that was initially designated for the karban itself. Same halacha regarding a tmura of a karban, whether the tmura of the karban and then the offspring of that tmura have the same status as the initially designated carbon itself. So yesterday we saw a Mishnah, what happens if you designate an Ola? Now we know that an Ola is supposed to be a Zachar, but you for some reason went and designated a Nekeva. So we saw Machlokas in the Mishnah, what happens if you designate a Nekeva for an Ola and it gives birth to a Zachar? So we saw Machlokas with the Tanakama saying, well, that Zachar you have to let it graze until it develops a Mum. Then you sell it and you buy an Ola with the proceeds of sale. And we had Rebbe Eliezer saying that no, if you designate a female animal as an Ola, so that was improper because really an Ola is supposed to be a male. However, if that female animal then has a male child, we know that the Vlad has the same status as the Karban, so why are you going to let it graze and then sell it and buy an Ola with the proceeds? You have a male korban sitting in front of you, so just use the animal itself. Use that male offspring of the female ola itself as a korban ola. So today we're going to challenge whether Rebbe Eliezer really holds from that shita or not, and we're going to talk again about the status of the offspring of a korban pesach and whether that offspring with a korban pesach is also supposed to be a male animal, whether that offspring can be brought either as a pesach or maybe a shlomim, we'll see, depending on the time of year. And then we're going to get to a mishnah on yotes amabez, which is going to switch korbanos. So now we're going to start talking about what happens if you are mafresh in a keva as a korban asham. And what happens if, when the asham is also supposed to be of a male animal, so what happens if you're mafresh in a keva as an asham, what status the vlad and the tmura of that karban asham have. So again, very, very intense kachim sugyas, but it's mesechas tmura, so that's what we have here. So says the Gemara, we're going to pick up three lines down in the wide lines, the fifth word on the line, umi. So again, to set the table, we had a machlokas in the seif of the Mishnah yesterday. If you were mafresh in a keva for an ola, and that nekeva gave birth to a male offspring, so the Tanakhama said the male offspring has to graze until it develops a mum, then you sell it, then you use the proceeds of sale to buy an ola. And Rebbe Eliezer says, well, you don't have to go through that whole procedure. The ola is supposed to be a male animal. You designated a female as an ola. That female gave birth to a male. Just use that male offspring as a carbon ola itself. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Rebbe Eliezer Yikrav Ola Hu Atzmo. Does Rebbe Eliezer really say that male offspring of the improperly designated female Ola should be brought itself as a carbon Ola? Viraminu, but I'll ask you Akasha, Tmuras Asham. We're going to see this in the Mishnah Named Beis today. Tmuras Asham, if you have the Tmura of a carbon Asham. Vlad Tmura, the Vlad of the Tmura of the carbon Asham. Vladon, the offspring, Vlad Vladon, or multiple generation offspring, Atsof Kala Olam, Yiru, Achi Yistoavu, Vyimkar, Vyiplu, Damav, Linadava. In any case, in every case, they have to graze until they develop a mum. Then you sell the animal and you use the sale proceeds to buy a carbon ola. Rebbe Eliezer says, the Girsa on the side has changed to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yamusu. Rebbe Eliezer says that they have to be left to die, and that's going to be our kasha. But let's just pick up, and the Gemara says, Vaita, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yavi B'dmeyem Ola. And Rebbe Eliezer says that no, you have to sell them and bring, you have to sell the offspring of the Tmura, multiple generation offspring of the Tmura, and you bring an Ola with the proceeds. What's the difference between Rav Elazar and the Tanakama? The Tanakama also said, V'yimkar v'yiplu damav l'nedava. So the difference is, are you going to use the proceeds to buy an Olas Yachid, or are you going to use the proceeds to buy an Olas Sibor? The Rav Elazar is going to say that you're using the proceeds to buy an Olas Yachid, however, the Tanakama would say that Yiplu Damav Linadava, that you're going to use the proceeds to buy an Olas Sibor. But the problem is, Rebbe Eliezer says that the animal has to be left to die. And now even the Shita of Rebbe Lazar, so Rebbe Lazar says, who is Sabedamim in, that what do you do with the Tmura of the Asham or the offspring of the Tmura of the Asham? You let it develop a mum, then you sell it and you use the sale proceeds to buy a Karban Ola. However, who Atzmalo? But it itself is not used to buy a carbon, but it itself is not used to be brought as a carbon ola. So the question is, if Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah holds that if you designate a female animal as a carbon ola, an ola is also only supposed to be a male, the animal then gives birth to a male offspring, you use the male offspring itself as a carbon ola, how come in the case where you designate the female animal as an asham, and then the female animal gives birth to a male, if you're going to use this extra asham, or the offspring of the asham that you designated improperly, you're going to let it graze, you're going to sell it, and then you're going to buy an ola with the sale proceeds, you have a male animal sitting in front of you, if the moser asham is going to be used as an ola, just bring that animal as an ola. Isn't that that would be consistent with the Shita of Rav Elazar in the Mishnah? So why over here does he say that you have to sell it and then you have to use the sale proceeds to buy an ola? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Rav Elazar l'divrayim d'rabbanan kamar, because Rav Elazar is not espousing his own Shita, he's saying according to the Shita of the Chachamim, Lididi Savrili Dafilu Vlad Nami Karva Ola. According to me, I hold that the Vlad itself can be brought as a carbon ola, because if you improperly designate a female as a carbon ola and that female gives birth to a male offspring, the male offspring itself could be used as a carbon ola. However, Liditchu, but according to you, Damrisa Roe, but according to you, this is according to the Tanakama that we just saw in the Brisa, in the Gemara that was citing the next Mishnah, but according to you, who all that it is left to graze and develop a mum, Odili Mias to Mosaris Lin. So don't you admit to me at least that when you sell the animal and you buy an ola, you're not going to buy an ola linadava, you're not going to buy an olas sibor, you're going to buy an olas yachid. At least admit to me that when you sell it, you're going to buy an olas yachid. For Amrile, and the Chachamim responded to Rav Elazar, and they said, no, Mosoris Lindavas Sibur Azli. We don't hold that the Mosar goes to buy an Olas Yachid. We hold that the Mosar goes to buy an Olas Sibur. So Rav Amar, Rav says another answer, that Adkan lo kamar Rav Elazar, huatzma yakravola, elabamafresh nekeva laola, diikashem ola limo. An ola is different. So by an ola, Rav Elazar says, if you designate a female as an ola, the female animal gives birth to a male, the male animal, the male offspring itself could be used as a carbon ola. Why? Because the female animal, even though you're not supposed to designate a female as a carbon ola, this we already saw a couple of days ago, the female animal has some sort of connection or some sort of eligibility to be used as a carbon ola. Why? Because Rashi points out again, by an ola sa'of, so it's most of the time an ola is an animal. Sometimes you have an ola sa'of. We know that by an ov ain't Thomas v'zacharis v'ofos, that there is no din of a balmum unless it's a mechuzar eiver. There is no din of a zachar and a keva by ofos. So therefore, when you're designating the female animal as an ola, it's not so crazy, because sometimes there are female animal, or what I should say is, sometimes there is not a requirement that the ola be male, and that case is in the case of an ola sa'ov. So ika shem ola alimo. However, turning over to Yotes Samad Aleph, Abel Gabi Tmuras Asham, however, by the Tmuras Asham, Deleka Shem Ola Alimo, so when you're going to use the offspring or the Tmura of an Asham as a korban ola, there is no shame ola on the mother because the mother animal was designated as an asham. The mother animal happened to have been designated as an asham improperly because an asham has to be a male animal. Furthermore, there's no such thing as an asham which is brought from a bird. So you can't say that ika shame asham alimo, that there was a shame asham on the mother animal for whatever reason, because if you would have brought the korban asham as a bird, it would have been okay as a female because there's no such thing as a bird asham. And therefore, unlike by an ola, where at least there's a tfisa to the shame korban, at least there's a connection, there's an eligibility to the shame korban, by an asham, there is no eligibility of the female animal as a shame ola or a shame asham. So modi Rabbi Eliezer de bedamavin hu atzmo lo karav. So in that case, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you could let it graze and then you could sell it and you could buy an ola with the sale proceeds, but it itself cannot be used as a korban ola. Says the Gemara, Esfi Abaya, Abaya asks Akasha, V'chiboy Rav Elazar Shem Ola Alimo, is the reason we're hinging Rav Elazar Shita on the fact that when you designate the female animal as an Ola, it's not that bad, because even though an Ola is supposed to be a male animal, there's a Shem Ola Alimo, because there is some eligibility for a female animal to serve as a korban Ola, again, in the case of an Ola Sa'of. But says Abaya, does Rav Elazar really focus on that halacha, on that criteria? V'chiboy Rav Elazar Shem Ola Alimo, does he require that Shem Ola Alimo v'atanya? But we learn the following in a braisa, Mafrish Nekeva Lepischo. If you are mafresh a female animal for use as a korban pesach, now a pesach also has to be a zachar, it has to be a male animal. So you went ahead and you were mafresh the wrong type of animal because you were mafresh a female. So the halacha is yire ad sheyistoiv. You have to let it graze until it develops a mum v'timacher, and then you sell it v'yavi b'demea pesach, and you use the sale proceeds to buy a replacement animal to be used as a korban pesach. Yalda, if you designated the female animal as a Pesach and then it gave birth, you let the baby animal graze until it develops a mum, the imkor, and then you sell it, the biyavi b'dam of Pesach. And then you can use it, you can use the sale proceeds to buy a replacement korban Pesach. Nishtaira achara Pesach, if the baby animal is still in existence after Pesach, and says Rashi, that the Korban Pesach only has the status of a Korban Pesach on one day a year. Only on Yud Dal Nisan does it have the status of a Korban Pesach. Outside Yud Dal Nisan, let's say if it's after Pesach but before Shavuos, there's no such status as a Korban Pesach. Rather, that animal has the status of that korban as the status of a korban asham. And Rashi says, "Vi gufa lo korva shlamim, korban shlamim." Rather, "Vi gufa lo korva shlamim, vi afal gav the shlamim baam nekeva." Hani hoa lemachmas kedusha psuba avayim velachazi lepesach idchunami mishlamim. So says Rashi. Let's say you designate a female animal as a korban pesach. Pesach passes. You didn't bring it as a korban pesach, obviously, because you have to bring a male animal as a korban pesach. So a Pesach after Chag HaPesach is what? Has the status of a Shlamim. A Shlamim could be either a male animal or a female animal. So this guy was stupid and designated a female animal as a Korban Pesach, but now we're holding after Pesach, so why can't this animal itself be used as a Shlamim? After all, a Shlamim could be either a male animal or a female animal. So why are we going to force him to sell the? Why are we going to force him to let this animal graze, develop a mum, then sell the animal and buy a replacement Shlamim? Let him use this female animal as a korban Shlamim. Rashi says, can't be. Why? Because it came from the koach of an animal that was dachoy, that there was a dichoy over here already. Why? Because it was initially not fit for a korban Pesach. And since this animal was initially not fit for a korban pesach, it's also not going to be fit for a korban shlamim. So again, back in the Gemara, you were mafresh a nekeva for a korban pesach. The halacha is you have to let it graze, develop a mum, sell it, and bring a korban pesach with the sale proceeds. If it gives birth to a baby, you have to let the baby animal develop a mum, sell it, and bring a pesach. If it's nishtaira achara pesach, if it's left over until after the pesach, Tirachi yistoiv. Again, you have to let it graze, develop a mum, viyavi bidamea, shlamim, and you have to bring with its with the sale proceeds a carbon shlamim. Yolda, let's say you are mafresh in a keva for your Pesach. It's now after Pesach. The animal gave birth. Now you have a baby animal in front of you. Yirachi yistoiv, viyimkar viyavi bidamea shlamim. Again, same halacha. You have to let it graze, develop a mum, you sell it, you buy a shlamim with the sale proceeds. Rav Elazar Omer, Rav Elazar says, and here's the kasha that Abaye is going to ask, who atzmo yikrav b'shlamim? That if it's after Pesach, and the animal gives birth to a baby, so you initially designated this animal improperly as a Karban Pesach, but now it's after Pesach, a Pesach after Chag HaPesach is brought as a shlamim, so if you have now a baby animal in front of you, use that animal itself as a carbon shlamim. There's no reason you have to let it graze, develop a mum, sell it, and then buy a replacement shlamim with the sale proceeds. Just use that animal as a carbon shlamim. It says the Gemara, Vahacha deleka shem shlamim alimo, but there is no shem shlamim on the mother. V'yama Rav Elazar yikrav shlamim, yet Rav Elazar says yikrav shlamim, but Rav Elazar says that it itself should be bought as a shlamim. Now, why is there no shame shlamim on the mother? I thought a shlamim could be a female animal. Ah, yeah, but this animal was initially designated as a carbon pesach, and it was designated as a carbon pesach improperly. So says Abaya, you can't tell me that Rav Elazar Shita, that if you designate a female ola as an ola, and that female gives birth to a male baby, that the fact that you could bring the male baby as an ola is because yesh l'shimo shame ola. Because over here, we have a case where the guy designated a female animal as a Pesach, and that was improper. Now it's after Pesach, and the female animal gave birth to a baby, and you could bring that baby as a shlamim, even though the mother doesn't have the same shame shlamim. So it's obvious that Rav Elazar is not focused on the status of the mother as the determinant as to whether you could bring the baby animal as the as a karban. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Rava, Achara Pesach Kamrit. You're asking me a kasha from a shlamim after, from a Pesach after a Chaga Pesach, from the shlamim after Pesach. Shani Achara Pesach, the Mosar Pesach Kufay, Karev Shlamim. A carbon Pesach after Pesach is different in that the Mosar Pesach itself is brought as a carbon shlamim. And Rashi explains, what's a Mosar HaPesach? It's about halfway down the page. Shani Achor HaPesach, the Mosar HaPesach, could go in Im Hifresh Pesach min Eschaper Ba'achar. Let's say you were mafresh an animal for a carbon Pesach. In the meantime, you found another animal. So you brought another animal as a carbon Pesach. Minitoser Zeh, and this original animal is left over. Karev Shlamim, it's brought as a Shlamim. Ilkach Hachdi Nisora L'Achor HaPesach, Shem Shlamim Allah. So that's the key. That you're asking me, oh, how can Rav Elazar say that the animal, that the offspring of the animal could be brought as a shlamim? The mother doesn't have a shame shlamim. Says the Gemara, yes, the mother does have a shame shlamim, even though you designated initially as a Pesach, and you messed up, because the Pesach has to be a male animal and a female animal. The Korban Pesach itself, after Pesach, has a shame shlamim. Rashi continues, Va'ozer le'shem Pesach minei, v'chayel le'shem shlamim. It loses the shame of the Korban Pesach. It gains the status of a shlamim. The reason that the female animal itself can't be brought as a shlamim after Pesach is because the female animal was initially designated as a Pesach. So I'm sorry, so you messed up. You cannot then bring the female animal as a shlamim. But if that female animal gives birth to a baby, you could bring the baby as a shlamim. Why? Because even though you designated the mother animal as a Pesach, after Pesach, it itself has the status of a shlamim. Says the Gemara, Iachi niflagnami bereisha. But in that case, why doesn't he argue in the reisha? In the reisha, meaning where you were mafresh in a keva for a korban Pesach, and it gives birth to a male animal before Pesach, because according to Rav Elazar, we should say that this offspring of the female korban Pesach should be eligible to be brought itself as a Korban Pesach. Why do you have to let it graze, develop a mum, sell it, and then buy a replacement Korban Pesach with the sale proceeds? Just use it itself as a Korban Pesach. And Rashi explains here, Iachi, the time of the Rav Elazar, Misham, the Ika, Shem, Shlomim, Alimo, Liflug, Nami, Bereisha, Yolda, Kodama, Pesach, V'nimer Rav Elazar, who else may yakriv? The avlad atzma yakriv shlamim. The kovim pesach nami ishachet lepesach l'shem shlamim kosher. The pesach v'shayim os hashana shlobi yadal nisan shlamimu vilkach shem shlamim alimo. So Rashi explaining the Gemara says the alacha that a pesach has a shem shlamim applies not only before Pesach, not only after Pesach, rather, but also before Pesach. It's like we said earlier, any day of the year except for Yud Dal and Nisan, the Korban Pesach has the status of a Shlamim. But we saw in the Reisha of this Brisa that we started citing, it said if you designate a female animal as a Korban Pesach, and it's before Pesach, and it gives birth to a male animal, what can you do? Are you allowed to bring that male animal as a Korban Pesach? Well, no, because it comes from a koach of a dichui. It comes from the koach of a kedusha of an animal that had a kedusha psula. Are you allowed to bring that animal as a shlamim? So the Braisa said, no, you have to sell it, and you have to buy a shlamim with the proceeds. But why not? It should be shem shlamim alimo, because whether it's before Yadalid or after Yadalid, the mother should have a shem shlamim. Says the Gemara, Amarlei Enachinami Upligi Enachinami. You're right. In other words, the same way that Rav Elazar holds after Pesach, the baby animal of the improperly designated female can be brought as a shlamim itself. So too, he'll say before Pesach, the baby animal of the improperly designated female Korban Pesach can be brought as a shlamim itself. Abaya Omar, Abaya says, lo pligi midi. No, they don't argue at all. And Rashi explains over here, what does it mean, lo pligi midi? It's Abayim or lo pligi midi, it's in the medium-sized lines. The time of the Rav Elazar, la misham deika shem shlamim alimo. The reason for Rav Elazar Shita is not because he holds that shem shlamim alimo, that somehow this improperly designated Korban Pesach has the din of a Korban shlamim. El time of the Rav Elazar bekulu misham de gemiri lamokom sham moser olech im haya mafresh beiz behemos lach rayas. Because Rav Elazar says that we follow what the halacha would be if there was a leftover korban of this type. What do you mean a leftover korban of this type? So let's say the guy would designate two korbanos instead of one, or two animals for the korban instead of one, and he does so because of achrayas. Because he wants to make sure that if one of the animals gets lost, or if the one of the animals dies, he's going to have a replacement korban. So im avda v'hifresh v'neschaper b'acheres v'nimtzus rishona l'mokam sha'osa moser olech havlad olech. The same place where the extra korban goes, so too, that's what the vlad is brought as. Hilkach gabe mafresh nekeva liola. If you're mafresh in a keva for an ola, kiechi demifresh ola v'neschaper b'acheres krivash nia ola. Just like, let's say you were mafresh two male animals for an ola, and you brought one of them as an ola, that dispenses with your obligation. Now you have another animal sitting around. What do you do with a moser ola? You bring it as an ola, donadavaninu, because you could bring an ola as an adava. Vitarvayu chazi, because they're both fit to be brought. Therefore, vlad olanami, imifrish nekeva liola, karuv dumia demosar. That therefore, the vlad ola as well, if you were mafresh and nekeva for an ola, the vlad of the nekeva ola itself is brought as an ola, because the moser ola is brought as an ola. Gabe asham nami, the moser asham roe, bayin asham itself, bayin asham as well, where let's say you owe a carbon asham, but instead of designating one animal, you designate two animals. You bring one of them as an asham. What do you do with the other animal? What do you do with the leftover? You have to let it graze and develop a mom, and therefore the vlad of a tmuras asham nami roe. Same alocha, you let it graze until it gets a mum. V'gabe pesach nami achara pesach, and by pesach as well, where after pesach, the mosra pesach dino lekoriv lekatchila shlamim im nischaper be'acher, where let's say you designate two animals for a carbon pesach, because you're really serious about doing the mitzvah, you want to make sure that you don't lose any of the animals. So one of the animals is brought as a carbon pesach. After pesach, what do? You bring that extra animal as a carbon shlamim. Vlad nami karev shlamim. Also, the vlad is brought as a shlamim. Kodama pesach the moser lo chazi lemidi. However, before pesach, where the extra carbon is not fit for anything, could go nim hifresh beis psachim lachrayis lo chazi lishlamim lechatchila. This tamayel le pesach. You're not able to use it. You're not able to bring it as a shlamim before yontif because you designated it as a carbon pesach. Vachami now davi moser lo chazi le pesach da beis psachim lo yakriv. But you can't bring it as a Korban Pesach because you can't bring two Korban Pesach, so you have to bring only one Korban Pesach. Hilkach, Vlad Pesach, Nami lo chazi lemidi, ela also basari mei, dektusha ledmei Pesach, v'nami kodesh ledmei Pesach. So says Rashi, the critical point of Rav Elazar Shita is not that we follow the status of the mother, it's that we follow the status of whatever the leftover Korban of this type would be. So why does Rav Elazar Shita differ depending on whether we're sitting after Pesach or before Pesach? Because the halacha of Moser depends. It's different depending on whether we're after Pesach or before Pesach. After Pesach, the Moser for Pesach is a shlamim. Therefore, the vlad of this animal could be brought as a shlamim. Before Pesach, the Moser of Pesach, you can't use it as a shlamim because you designated it as a Pesach. It has to be used to buy another animal for a Korban Pesach. Therefore, the Vlad, also before Pesach, has to be used to buy another animal for a Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, now Viter. So we'll go back. So Amar Le Einachanami, Uples Abai Amar Lo Pligi Midi, the Gemira Lamakam Shamosar Olecha Vlad Olech, Lachar Pesach, the Mosar Korv Shlomim, Vlad Nami Korv Shlomim, Aval of Nea Pesach, Imei Lamai Akhtasha Lidmei Pesach, Vlad Nami Lidmei Pesach. So the Vlad is also Kodesh Lidmei Pesach. This is the Rashi that we just saw inside. Says the Gemara now Viter. So Masiv Rav Ukva Bar Chama Umiyar Mina Midi Imei Lidmei Vlad Nami Lidmei. But does he really hold that just because the mother animal is only fit to be sold and then buy a replacement Korban Pesach, so too that's what the Vlad is fit for? Vatanya Mafresh Nekeva LePesach. If you are Mafresh Nekeva for a Korban Pesach, and again you did the wrong thing because the Pesach is supposed to be a male animal, he Vladaseh Yiruachi Yistoavu. It and its offspring should graze until it develops a mum, v'yimachru, and yisalat, v'yovi b'dmeyem, Pesach. And you have to bring a Pesach with the sale proceeds. Rav Elazar Omer, hu atzmo yakriv Pesach. Rav Elazar says, if you designated a female animal as a Korban Pesach, and it gives birth to a baby male animal, it itself could be used as a Korban Pesach. That's against the Braisa that we just saw. Because the Braisa that we just saw said that you have to sell it and buy a Korban Pesach replacement with the sale proceeds. Now all of a sudden Rav Elazar is saying that the male offspring of the female designated Korban Pesach itself could be used as a Pesach. V'hocha, the email is May. The mother's only fit to be sold and used to buy a Korban Pesach. V'yomer Rav Elazar, hu atzmo karav Pesach. And Rav Elazar now is all of a sudden going to say that the offspring of that animal itself could be used as a Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, v'lo mekminu lei b'imei, and we're not going to make it follow the halacha of the mother. So Ravina says this is a different case. But mafresh behema muberes askinan, because we're talking about a case where the behema that you were mafresh for Korban Pesach was pregnant at the time of the afrosha of the designation. Rav Eliezer savar k'Rav Yochanan, and Rav Elazar holds like Rav Yochanan. The Amar im Shairo Meshuyar, that if you designate an animal as a certain type of hektish, and the animal is pregnant, and you want to give the Uber a different designation as the mother animal, you could do that. That the Uber doesn't necessarily go along with the mother animal. The Uber lav yerech imo, because Uber is lav yerech imo. It's not considered as an adjunct to the mother. And Rashi explains in Shairo Meshuyer, it's four lines up from the bottom. Hamaktish beima muveres. If a person is maktish a pregnant animal, v'shayir ubra lektusha acheres. And he leaves over, he wants to designate the Uber with a separate Kedusha. Meshuyer, Alma, Trei Gufininu. We see that the mother is treated separately from the fetus. Ve'ilkach, Kilo, Shaira, Nami, Lav, Gufei, De'emu. And therefore, what we see is we're not talking about wanting to confer a different type of Kedusha on the baby here. What we're talking about is that the baby obviously has a different status. It has a separate status than the mother. From the fact that the baby doesn't automatically go along with the same Kedusha as the mother, it's obvious that it has a separate status from the mother. So it doesn't necessarily follow the Kedusha of the mother. Therefore, if you designate the female animal as a Korban Pesach, we don't say that the male offspring inside the animal is automatically disqualified on account of its mother, because the baby, the fetus, is treated differently from its mother. The imo idelo kacha kedusha saguf. Avali Kotsha. So the Gemara finishes off that the mother is not Kodesh Mekdusha Zagof, but the baby itself is Kodesh. Samar Le Marzutra, Bedra Mari, Ravina, Chinami Mistabra, the Bema Muver Saskinan. It's Mistabra, you're right, that we're talking about a pregnant animal, an animal that was pregnant at the time of Afrasha. Midiktani, he Uvladosel, Shmamina, because it says he Uvladosel. In other words, it doesn't say, oh, that if you were mafresh a behem as a korban, and then it became pregnant, and then it gave birth. It just says, if you were mafresh the behem as a korban, and it gave birth. It's mashma, that at the time of the hafrasha, it was already pregnant. And so that's why the baby itself could be used as the korban pesach, because he holds uber lav yerach imo, and therefore the baby has its own status. Flipping over to Yotzei Mabez, Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Umoda, Rav Elazar, B'mafresh Nekeva La'asham, Rav Elazar is Moda, at least, if you are Mafresh, a behema for Karban Asham, the Ein B'na Karav Asham, that the offspring of this animal cannot be brought as a Karban Asham. Says the Gemara Pshita, it's Pashad, Adkan lo kamar Rav Elazar, Ela B'mafresh Nekeva La'ola, Dika Shem Ola Alimo. The only reason that he says that the offspring of an Ola can be brought as an Ola is because the female Ola, even though you're supposed to designate a male animal as an Ola, not a female animal, there is some shaychus of a female to an Ola. Why? By an Ola sa'of. Aval gabe mafresh ne'emel be'emel, aval gabe mafresh ne'keva la'osham, delek ha'shem osham alimo. But when you're mafresh a behema nekeva for korban asham, where there is no shame asham on the mother, because we never find a nekeva that is brought as a korban asham, because if it's an animal, the asham has to be a male, and there's no such thing as an asham with an oath. Afila Rav Elazar moded lo korav asham. So even Rav Elazar would admit that it can't be brought as an asham. So of course there's no chiddush that if you're mafresh in a keva for an asham and it gives birth, you're not allowed to use the offspring as a korban asham. Says the Gemara, Ilav the Shaminan, if we wouldn't have had this explicitly in the Brisa, Havi Amina Taimad Rav Elazar Lamishim the Shem Ola Limo, Elamishim the Chazi Vlad Lakrava, Vainamiya Chazi Lakrava. Kamash Malan, that we are focused on Shem Ola Limo. In other words, I might have thought that Rav Elazar only pays attention to, is the baby fit to be used as a carbon? And as long as the baby behema is a male, I might think it could automatically be brought. Kamash Malan, no, he only allows the baby animal to be brought if the mother was able to be used as this carbon itself. Now, by an Ola, the mother was able to be used as a carbon, because even though it's a female, there is a shame Ola Alimo, because an Ola Sa'of, there's no status that it has, there's no din that it has to be a male. By an Asham, where there's no way for this mother to have been used as an Asham, the baby itself cannot be used as an Asham. And again, in case this is a little confusing, the prior Gemara that we were talking about using the baby as a Korban Pesach was you were mafresh a behema muberes. Now we're no longer talking about being mafresh a behema muberes. We're talking about where it became pregnant and gave birth after the afrasha. So in that case, Rav Elazar is going to follow the status that the mother has. Says the Gemara, Ihachi adamashmala deim b'na karavasham. Nishmeinan deim b'na karavola v'adin l'asham. So why don't you tell me a chiddush? That not only can the offspring of a female asham not be brought as an asham, it also can't be brought as an ola. Why? Because when does he say that the male offspring of a female animal can be brought as an ola? It's only when ika shem ola alimo. Here there is no shem ola alimo, it's a shem asham alimo, and therefore the offspring can't be used for anything. It can't be used as a carbon asham, it can't even be used as a carbon ola. Says the Gemara, yashmin an ola, havamina ola hu de'ein, ola hu de lo karva, de lo akta shalima kedusha, kedusha sola. Aval asham, im avlad karav asham, kamash malan, not. Says the Gemara, well, I couldn't have taught me the halacha that the offspring couldn't be used as a carbon ola, because I might think that in that case, only the offspring cannot be used as a carbon ola, because I didn't designate the animal as an ola, I designated it as an asham, but I might have a havamina, maybe it can be used as an asham, kamash v'lan, therefore the Gemara teaches us, no, it cannot be used either as a carbon ola or as a carbon asham. We've been talking so much about asham. Here's the Mishnah. Ha-mafresh nekeva la-asham. If a person is mafresh, a female animal, as an asham, tira'at she-tisayiv, you have to let it graze until it develops a mum, v'timachar, and you sell it, v'yavi d'me'a asham, and you have to buy with the proceeds a replacement asham, v'imkara v'ashamo, but if he brought another behema as an asham, if he dispensed with his obligation to bring a carbon asham, yiplu damav l'nedava, then money goes toward the purchase of Olos Nadava, of Olos Tzibor, and Rav Shimon Omer Timacher Shalom B'mum. And Rav Shimon says, no, if you were mafresh a behem, a nekeva for an asham, you don't have to let it develop a mum and then sell it. You could sell it immediately. Why can you sell it immediately? I thought you're not allowed to sell kachem if they don't have a mum. So says Rashi, well, since it's not fit for anything, because you designated a female animal as a korban asham, and the asham has to be a male animal, the fact that this animal is female is the hugest mum in the world, because you cannot use this animal as a korban asham, and therefore it never had kedusha zaguf, because you went ahead and you designated an animal improperly for a korban. Since it doesn't have kedusha zaguf, you can sell it immediately. It does not have to develop a mum. It does not have to develop a mum first. Says the Gemara, V'lamali tisayv timacher, kibin l'lachazi l'milsei, haynu mumma. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Shita makes a lot of sense. Why do I have to let it graze and develop a mum? Let's sell it immediately. Since you designated it for an animal improperly, it's not fit for the carbon that you designated it for, so let's just sell it immediately. Haynu mumma, that itself, it's a built-in mum. The fact that it's in a cave is a mum. Says the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda, Amrav, Haynu taima darmina migu de naxla, k'tushas damim, naxla nami k'tushas aguf. Because we have a migu. Since k'tushas damim definitely takes effect on this animal, k'tushas aguf also takes effect on this animal, and therefore you cannot sell it unless it first develops a mum. Amarava zosomeres, this is what we say, hiktish zachar ledamav, if you are maktish a zachar, a male animal, just ledamim, kadosh k'tushas aguf, automatically it develops k'tushas aguf. And says Rashi, zosomeres mi deboi mum, the afagav de ledame maktisha, alma k'tushas aguf, it's obvious that it has k'tushas aguf. Umiu hai de lo akrava, the reason that it can't be brought as a korban itself, mishum de einasham ba nekeva, zosomeres hiktish zachar ledme ola. Let's say you were maktish a zachar, not to be used as an ola or as an asham, but to be used as dme ola or dme asham. Migo de nachtel k'tushas damim, nachtel k'tushas aguf. Since it has k'tushas damim, it also develops k'tushas aguf. Vekivan de iugufei chazi lakrava karav. Since it itself is fit to be brought as a karban, says the Gemara Viter, Itmar, hiktish zachar ledamav, if you were maktish zachar ledamav, only for monetary kedusha, Rav Kana amar kodesh kedusha zaguf, Rav Kana says, automatically it has kedusha zaguf, Rav amar ina kodesh kedusha zaguf, that it does not automatically take the status of kedusha zaguf, Voder bei Rav, Rav Skrana made Rav Yudam Arav, and because of the shita of Rav Yudam Arav that we just saw in our Gemara, Rava ultimately retracted and held like Rav Kahana. Let's go by it. Rav Shimon Omer, Timachar Shalom Amum. Rav Shimon says that you could sell it even if it doesn't develop a mum, because it only has Kedushas Damim, because you went ahead and designated a female as a Korban Asham. Omer le Rav Chiya Baravin le Rav Yochanan. Migu denachzla Kedushas Damim teichos lanami Kedushas Aguf. Why doesn't Rav Shimon hold that since it has Kedushas Damim, automatically it has Kedushas Aguf? Omer le Rav Shimon le Tamei. Rav Shimon is according to his own reasoning. Damar kol midid lo chazi le lugufei lo nachtel Kedushas Aguf. Because if you designated an animal for a korban that it is ineligible to be used for, it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf at all. Titania, Asham ben Shana. If you have an asham, that if you are obligated in an asham ben shana, because you are obligated either on an asham nazar or an asham mitzora, viviyu ben shtayim. But instead, you brought an animal that's 2 years old. Ben shtayim, if you're obligated to bring an asham gzelos or an asham meilos, which has to be a 2-year-old animal, viviyu ben shana, and you use instead a 1-year-old animal, kshei rav lolo balam shem chova. It's kosher, but you didn't fulfill your obligation because you use an animal that was not the right age. Rav Shimon Omer, kol atzmo ein kadoshim. Rav Shimon says, it's not kodesh at all. In other words, kol atzmo means kol ikar, Rashi says. It does not have any kedusha at all. Now, vare mechusar zman delo chazi. A mechusar zman, let's say an animal which is less than 8 days old, because an animal has to be 8 days old to be brought as a korban. So if you have an animal that's less than 8 days old, not fit to be brought as a korban, v'yomer Rav Shimon, to kodesh. But Rav Shimon says, it is kodesh. Why? Because you're going to wait until it's 8 days old, and then it's going to become kodosh. Says the Gemara, Shani Mechusar Zman, Dechazi Lamachar. Mechusar Zman different, because if you wait until the next day, you're going to be able to bring it. Iachi, Asha Metshtayim, Viyu Ben Shana, if If you're chayiv an asham that's 2 years old, and you brought an asham and said that's 1 year old, hachazi l'shana. If you wait another year, it's going to become fit for your karban. Isn't an asham ben shana when you're chayiv an asham ben shtayim? Isn't that the same halacha as a mechusar zman? Elohein atayim at Rav Shimon mechusar zman the yala flame of bechor. Now, by mechusar zman, he learns it from a bechor. Kitatani Rav Shimon ben Yudomer mishum Rav Shimon mechusar zman nichnas ledir leis asher vareyu kebechor. Ma bechor kodesh lefnei zmano, just like a bechor becomes kodesh before it's fit to be brought, because a bechor is kodesh also merechem, and it's not fit to be brought as a korban when it's in the womb, karav la'achar zmano, af mechusar zman, kodesh lefnei zmano, v'karav la'achar zmano, so too a mechusar zman, it's kodesh before the zman, and it's brought la'achar zman. The Rishonim struggle with why a mechusar zman is kodesh la'achar zman, but this asham ben shana, for some reason, is not considered to be a mechusar zman. Some say because the type of avera or the type of circumstance that you're chayev on the korban for is so different that it's considered to be fundamentally different than a mechusar zman. Others say that depending on whether the animal is 1 year old or 2 years old, you actually call the animal a different thing. So in other words, you would actually it would be called a keves instead of an ayil. So in other words, it has a whole different shame, and that's why you can't use it. But in any event, what we see over here is that if you have a mechusar zman, if you're makdish it before, it could be brought after. However, an asham ben shana, and you owe an asham ben shtayim, if you try to bring the wrong animal as a korban, it's not going to be effective at all. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up Tanur Rabbanan on the bottom line tomorrow. Let's go.